Here's your midday brief for Thursday, March 24th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Biden administration says the U.S. will accept up to 100,000 refugees fleeing the fighting in Ukraine as the humanitarian crisis from the Russian invasion continues. Officials say they're looking at a range of legal pathways, including the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, and that the U.S. is committed to protecting the most vulnerable groups, such as gay and transgender individuals, as well as those with medical needs and dissidents. The Labor Department says initial jobless claims fell to about 187,000 last week, the lowest level since 1969. The jobs market remains tight. Roughly 500,000 fewer people were in the labor force in February than before the pandemic. That's left employers struggling to fill open positions and has kept layoffs to a minimum. And we report exclusively that Uber has reached an agreement to list all New York City taxis on its app, the company's first such citywide partnership in the U.S. The move could ease Uber's driver shortage as well as reduce high fares, while directing more business to cab drivers whose livelihoods were affected by the emergence of car-sharing apps like Uber and the pandemic. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.